But we are pressing on with our series. So let me get it up on the screen, hopefully. Oh. Okay. Hang on a minute. Oh no, technical inability. Here we go. Okay, so we are going to start with God, the source of our shalom. So all this stuff about well-being that we started speaking about last week, the ideas of wholeness and completeness and flourishing, what better place to start than with God himself? So come on screen, do what you're meant to do. So here's a verse that is really helpful in understanding where shalom comes from. So this is a really important part of the Bible for Jewish people. It's part of the blessing in Numbers that Aaron speaks over the people. And it says, "The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." So what's really interesting is that obviously everything we read in the Bible is translated from its original language. So the Old Testament is all written in Hebrew, mainly written in Hebrew. That's not actually true. Mainly written in Hebrew, before someone corrects me. And the word here that's translated as faith, there isn't really a word in Hebrew for person. But this word is also translated in other places as presence. So what this verse is saying is that as God's presence is with us, we receive this peace. And peace being that word that we looked at last week, shalom, wholeness, well-being. It's such a massive word, we could spend hours on it. If you're ever short of a devotional thing to do, go away and look at the word shalom and all the different things that it means. It's a really full word. So, God is the beginning of peace. He's where it comes from. So, just a reminder, hopefully these images, if you were around last week, aren't completely new to you. This is Rich's triangle of triangles. He does love a diagram. And then the person with the bricks, this was the picture from the Bible Project video, which used the analogy, the kind of picture language of a wall as kind of our lives, basically, and the things that make our life complete and make our life work well, are those bricks. And that shalom is this concept of being complete, and that the wall of our lives is complete when we have this shalom. They mean the same thing. And one of the things that I think is maybe different about our perspective as people of faith is that for us, the one of the bricks in the wall that absolutely is essential is this brick of God. So you can't take the God triangle out of Rich's triangle of triangles and the rest of it will be okay. The God brick in our lives is important, and without it, that wall will never be fully complete. And that is maybe a bit different from the perspective of those around us. Now, the kids have already seen this and had a little chance to think about it. This is the government's kind of promoted ways to well-being. So already that's interesting because it's not ways of well-being, it's ways to well-being. Let's take a moment to have a look at them and maybe have a chat amongst yourselves with the people who you're with, if you're with others, and if not, in the chat at the side, and or wherever it is on your screen, it might be in a different place. What do you think of them? Are they good? Are they helpful? Are they irrelevant? Are they a load of rubbish? What do you think about them? just take a minute to read through, because there's quite a lot of stuff there. Okay, I'm going to pause the share for a minute. Hopefully that's going to work. Oh, okay. So now I can see what some of you guys are saying. And it says, five ways to my well-being or our well-being. That's an interesting question. Yeah, it's very much aimed at my well-being. This is all about me, or all about us as individuals. Yeah, and Ruth is saying the same thing. It's helpful, but it's very much eye-focused, yeah. It leaves out the Lord, it certainly does. A lot to have to do. Yeah, there's a lot about doing, and not a lot about being, maybe. That's an interesting observation. Did the kids have any thoughts? Were there any families that wanted to add in any of the things that the kids had said when you looked at this earlier? I really love hearing the children's perspective because they notice things that we don't sometimes. Barney likes the being active. Yeah, he thought that the phrase about moving your mood was really interesting. That is interesting. If we're well ourselves, we can give out better. Yes, very true. Yeah, and Peter thought it was good advice, but missed out God. Great, thanks guys. Yeah, it misses God out. That's great. Thank you. Singing to the Lord. Oh, okay. Yeah, and keeping on learning. So I think one of the things that we can say is that these things are good. But maybe incomplete. So our feeling as a family this morning was that there's plenty more to well-being than just this. So this might be a good toolkit, but maybe it's just a good toolkit. And one of the things we can say is that shalom is not something that you can do yourself. And that is a big difference, I would say, between our perspective as people of faith and the perspective of those around us. I think that one of the messages we hear is that actually with the right toolkit, you can achieve well-being. This will take you to well-being. But we believe it's missing something. We believe that without the God brick in the walls of our lives, they're never going to be fully complete. So I'm just going to go back. I really loved this this picture from last week that Rich used. And he was, I think it was Dave Endricon, one of the Endricons, who was reading out the verses about the cornerstone, Jesus being the cornerstone. And the idea that this is the stone that's first, it comes first in the building of our lives, and everything else is laid out in reference to it. So it shows everything else where to go. And I really liked that. And I think that is a key part of what I want to say, that knowing God puts all these other things, these other great things, connecting with other people, yes, we can say yes to that, being active, yes, learning, you know, all of that stuff is good. But knowing God puts it in its right place. What we're looking for is a faith-shaped well-being. So we can't have true shalom without relationship with God. And I would go so far as to say that all true shalom, all true peace comes from God. And that is because at the center of our faith is a God who is relationship. This is a great picture. I love this. This is an icon by a Russian called Andrei Rublev. And he's an Orthodox Christian who lived a long time ago. And it depicts the mystery of the Trinity. So the relationship between Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit. And I think it speaks powerfully of how we're made for relationships, because at the heart of our faith is an infinitely loving, giving, and connected relationship that we call the Godhead or the Trinity. Now, we're getting into some proper, I'm just literally rolling my sleeves up there. We're getting into some proper theology here, some mystery, really, of our faith, that each person of the Trinity, each kind of face, if you like, using the Hebrew of the Trinity, is totally secure in their own identity, but also completely given to the other, completely open to each other and working together in harmony. So after the break, we're going to consider what this means for us as we think about shalom and living shalom-filled lives. But for now, it's time to worship.
Morning, everyone.
Thanks, John. That's really great. Such a great song, and really good to remind ourselves of those truths. And just to remember that God is not an object like any other object. God is not interested in a transaction with us where we agree something and then he says, right, you're okay. He's interested in a relationship with us. He's inviting us into something really amazing, and he's not kind of out there and distant, but he comes to be with us, and he invites us into a relationship that we can be right at the heart of. And I love that line from the psalm, and I noticed that Ruth shared another one there about how lovely it is to be in God's house. And one of the things that I could also talk about is how the temple and God's dwelling place is so closely associated with his presence. What those the authors of those psalms are saying is God's presence is so lovely, I just want to be with God, and how they long for that, the sense of fulfillment, the sense of flourishing, the sense of wellness that comes just from being with God. So that's great. I feel like I don't really need to say anything, but I've got a PowerPoint presentation, so it'd be a shame to waste it. So let's crack on. So earlier we were saying, that shalom is this this wall that's complete, and that relatedness with God is one of the prime and the most important brick in that wall. It's the cornerstone. What we're also saying is that as we're drawn into the relationship that already exists within the Godhead, between Jesus and the Father, and he talks about it as, God the Father and I are one. We're so well related to each other that we're so connected you can't tell the difference between us, in a way. We're one. And I found it really interesting that when we looked at this person that is filled with shalom last week, we asked the kids to colour them in. I think the weathers involved chocolate. Or chocolate hugs, as it came out. I thought, oh yeah, I could do with a chocolate hug. Sounds great. My kids and I sat downstairs and talked about it. And it was so interesting to me that the first few things they came up with were all about relationships, all about relationships with God, relationships with others, and also how we relate to ourselves. So this idea of being kind of relaxed and not stressed and calm and not anxious. So relationship with God, with ourselves, with others, these are right at the heart, they're key parts of well-being, not just kind of for ourselves, but you know, in the sense of what biblical well-being looks like. Being in right relationship with others is right at the heart of that, and we saw that in the video last week, didn't we, that it wasn't just the absence of war, it was sharing and working together. And I love that that came up on ours. We had teamwork at the bottom of that. Oh, now actually I was going to just stop and ask if families want to, if you want to put into the chat if there were any oh my goodness, sorry, don't know what I'm doing here. I'm not the technically able person that my beloved husband is. Right, let's go back. If there were any things that families wanted to contribute, if you looked at this and you said, oh, the Cummings family shalom-filled person is rubbish, they've missed out X, Y, or Z, or we thought of this, or whatever, then feel free to add in the chat any creative, constructive criticism or critique of our person that you want to. So there is a community at the heart of our God, and I've been reading a book, or I have just read a book by a guy called Richard Rohr, who's a Jesuit priest, and I just came across this quote and I thought, this is really true, I really like this. He said, the greatest disease facing humanity right now is a profound and a painful sense of disconnection. And I just love this phrase, what we need is a reunion. What we need is to be reunited with God and with those around us. And actually a lot of the pain that we see in the world around us would not be around anymore. And so this idea of, you know, peace reigning on earth becomes a lot more possible. So I love this image of the Trinity. You can't even really tell where one person begins and another person begins, ends, where anyone begins or ends. They're so intertwined. And what's really interesting to me about the picture on the right there, this is the picture that I showed you earlier, is there's a little extra. And there's a little rectangle that you might be able to see there. And there's a theory that the...
Laura, we can't see your screen.
Oh no, you can't see my screen.
If you'd like to unmute, if you'd like to share it, please.
Thank you. It would help if I did that, wouldn't it? Everyone's just looking at me going, what are you all about? Oh dear, sorry. I said I wasn't very technically good, didn't I? There you go. Right, share. There we are. What a donut. Right, sorry. So that means you also missed that, but I said it anyway, so you didn't need to see it. There we go. And that was our shalom-filled person from last week. So yeah, I'll just show that to you again, because obviously you haven't seen that. This was the things that my kids said when we asked, what does it mean to be a shalom-filled person? So there was a lot about relationships on there, and that was the first things that they started to come up with. So then we had this quote about being reunited. So this is, sorry, I'm so sorry, everybody. This is the picture that I was referring to, where the figures of the persons of the Trinity, so Jesus, Father, and the Spirit, are shown kind of intertwined and meshed together. And then this picture on the right, that little rectangle probably once held a mirror, and what kind of people have talked about is, experts have suggested that this is meant to represent the fact that there's a space at the table for us, that the person looking at that picture is seeing themselves in that fourth place at the table. So we're invited into that dance. So there's community at the heart of our God, and we're invited into it, and we're invited into it together. So I like that picture, but I'm going to show you something that I think is even better. So I will actually share it this time. So let's see if I can find it. Hopefully it's going to work. It might be a little bit blocky, but hopefully it will still be a helpful reminder, because many of you will have been there at the original. Ooh.
Is it not working, Laura?
Not seeing it.
Wasn't this man at home always? Whoa! I'm gonna have to go around.
Right, there we go. Oh dear, I'm sorry. I'm on Rich's laptop today, and I said, "Don't give me your laptop." I'm struggling with the making things work on here. So that was the kind of prayer tunnel that we did at the commissioning service that we had in December, I think. I just loved that picture of the church, that it's a really dynamic thing, that it's like this kind of circle dance, where we're all active, we're all part of that together. And yeah, it's not an individual thing. It's not all about me. It's that we're invited into this together, and we're part of this expanding, ever expanding, as more people come into relationship with God, community of love. And I think it's really precious. The body of Christ, and we're just a little part of that at ISCA, is really precious. And let's delight in it. Let's care for it and build it up. Let's love each other, look after each other, all the each others that Paul talks about, being patient and forgiving, and have relationship with each other just as the Father, Spirit and Son do. That's what we're being invited into. And that is where true shalom comes from, being in right relationship with God and right relationship with each other. Now, as I think Rich mentioned, we are going to have a follow-on kind of series in the new year, where we're going to explore some of these things in a bit more depth. Obviously, it's difficult at the moment, especially when you've got technically inept people speaking. It's hard on Zoom to get to the bottom of things, I guess. And so we want to explore things a little bit more in more detail. And one of the things that I think we will look at some more is what it means to be in healthy relationships, because they are so fundamental to our identity. They're so at the heart of what God wants for us, that unfortunately they can also become the source of a lack of peace. And yeah, they can be twisted by sin and become something other than God intended them to be. So we might experience a real lack of peace, or our sense of shalom might be hampered by, if we're single, if we are struggling in a marriage, if we are having difficulty with our parenting, if we've got family conflicts going on. And that's not to say that those things in themselves, are bad. Being single is not bad. But if we have, if our shalom isn't centered in God, those things can sometimes get the wrong way around, and can even replace God as the source of our sense of well-being. We can make relationships an idol, because they're intended by God for something really good. And those are the things that sin tends to twist the most easily. And I just want us to come back to this truth today, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that any true shalom comes from being in relationship with him, in right relationship with him, and comes from him alone. Relationships in themselves can never give us that peace. They come second, they come after relationship with God, and they flow out of that relationship. So we were made by a community, invited into that community together, and made for community with each other. So as disciples of Jesus, let's pursue connectedness with God and with each other on earth as it is in Godhead.